This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. France's top constitutional authority on Thursday approved a COVID pass that limits access to cafes, restaurants, and inner-city trains and planes to people who have been vaccinated or tested negative for the virus. The controversial pass will become standard beginning Monday and has sparked mass protests, with critics accusing President Emmanuel Macron of running a health dictatorship. But the Constitutional Court said the restrictions voted by Parliament last month represented a, quote, balanced trade-off between public health concerns and personal freedom. The biggest change concerns restaurants, which now will have to turn away patrons who fail to produce the health pass. Visitors to some shopping centers and department stores in France will also need the pass, as will visitors to hospitals or care homes and people seeking non-urgent medical care. Protests against the health pass assembled around 200,000 people across France last Saturday, and organizers have called for more demonstrations this weekend. Venezuela's central bank announced Thursday it will slash six zeros off its inflation-battered currency, the bolivar, to make it easier to use. The change will take effect October 1st with the issue of new currency notes called the digital bolivar. It's the third time in 13 years that Venezuela has used such a measure amid the worst economic crisis in its modern era. In August 2018, the government lopped five zeros off its banknotes, having taken off three in 2008. In 2018, the government replaced the so-called strong bolivar with the sovereign bolivar. The once wealthy oil producer is enduring its fourth year of hyperinflation and its eighth year of recession. From January through May, prices rose 265%. Inflation was almost at 3,000% in 2020 and 9,000% the year before. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday that Hong Kong citizens currently in the United States who fear for their safety amid the political crackdown back home will receive temporary safe haven. Biden says the move recognizes the, quote, significant erosion of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong by the Chinese government. He says the recent national security law was unilaterally imposed and China has, quote, undermined the enjoyment of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong. Biden cites the politically motivated arrests of more than 100 opposition politicians, activists, and protesters on charges under the national security law, including allegations of secession, subversion, and terrorist activities. He claims more than 10,000 others have been arrested in relation to anti-government protests. The new decision allows Hong Kong residents currently in the United States to remain for 18 months and be allowed to work. Government forces patrolled much of Indian-controlled Kashmir and ordered shops and businesses to remain open Thursday to foil a planned strike by separatists on the second anniversary of India's revocation of the disputed region's semi-autonomy. Government forces placed steel barricades and razor wire across many roads, bridges, and intersections and set up additional checkpoints in anticipation of anti-India protests. On August 5, 2019, the Indian government, led by Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi, stripped Jammu and Kashmir of its statehood, scrapped its separate constitution, and revoked inherited protections of land and jobs, allowing more outsiders to settle in Muslim-majority region. Thousands of young people and political leaders, both anti- and pro-India, were arrested. Many of them remain in prison. Separatist groups who challenge India's sovereignty in Kashmir called for Thursday's strike to mark what they called a, quote, black day. And Moderna said on Thursday its COVID-19 shot was about 93% effective through 6 months after the second dose, showing hardly any change from the 94% efficacy reported in its original clinical trial. That compares favorably to data from Pfizer last week, in which they said their vaccine's efficacy waned around 6% every 2 months, declining to around 84% 6 months after the second shot. Both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are based on messenger RNA, known as mRNA technology. Moderna's chief executive says the company recognizes the Delta variant is a significant new threat and a booster dose will be necessary prior to the winter season as antibody levels are likely to wane. The comment comes as public health officials across the world debate on whether additional doses are safe, effective, and necessary, even as they grapple with the fast-spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.